Jim Branstetter, the voice of the Michigan Wolverines, now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Jim, glad to have you. What you up to?
Bill, good to be with you. I'm actually sitting here going over some Wisconsin game tape, kind of getting myself ready for Saturday's game.
Depends on which game you're looking at. If you're looking at the first couple, not bad. If you're looking at the BYU game, you're seeing kind of an ugly performance out of the Badgers. It's been for a team that was a pick to be in the Final Four, maybe some people got over their skis, and we certainly bought in here specifically off of their performance from the Orange Bowl last year, but this team just hasn't been able to kind of take it to that next level, and I kind of look at Michigan the same way.
Yeah, they've been hurt a little bit, I think, too, Wisconsin of late. They're still formidable. When you got Jonathan Taylor in an offensive line that's basically their picture was featured on the cover of Sports Illustrated this year, you know they got some talent. You know that, and you know what? They're a team that basically comes right at you. There's nothing, no surprises. They're going to line up and they're going to run. It's going to be a full line of scrimmage, which is kind of football I love. And they've got talent, and they've won in the past. Head coach Chris, he's been coach of the year two straight years.
Mm-hmm.
This is a good football team, despite what the expectations and all the other stuff were. Believe me, Michigan knows they're going to have their hands full. And Michigan, you know, you look at them; they lost that. Other than the first half against Notre Dame, you know, they have that disappointed a lot of people, but. Since that game, they've got better each and every week. And that, to me, that's important.
Well, that was going to be my next statement is, you know, going back to that game, yeah, it didn't look good. And then as time has gone on, they've gotten better. I mean, I know there was a lot of cries early on. And everybody expects this program to be back in the top four, top five. And I understand that. But it seems like at least right now, they're on track and they're heading in the right direction, so to speak. They got some solid players. They got a pretty good quarterback in Shea Patterson. Obviously, close to a 70% completion percentage, 68.8, if I'm not mistaken. He's been really good.
Right. No, he's been the difference. Michigan. I mean, I remember the game last year in Madison. We had Wisconsin on the ropes, and that's a good football team a year ago. But our quarterback, you know, when it comes down to the – that's what I think is great about Hornibrook. Now, I know he doesn't probably get a lot of respect, as much respect as I think his opponents give him, but that kid makes plays at certain key points in games that get them over the hump. He did against Iowa this year, and I find that to be a real asset for him and to him. And that's what Michigan has lacked the last couple of years. And with Shea Patterson, they've got that guy now. That guy can – you know, last week against Maryland, there were some free rushers coming through. He just tortured them. I mean, he made them miss. He extended the play with his legs. He rolled around and was able to throw a couple touchdown passes out of plays that should have been losses. And that's the difference of what Michigan has done. And their offensive line has gotten better. That to me is the key. Those two position groups, quarterback play and offensive line play, has improved from the beginning of the season till now. And I still think they can get better. But that's kind of a positive thing as you look at what Michigan has done this season.
You look at the Wolverines, when you talk about the offensive line, I look at the Badgers losing seven starters defensively. In that BYU game, it wasn't pretty. They got kind of manhandled a little bit. They have gotten better, specifically going into Iowa, and they did what they needed to do to escape there with a win, without a doubt. And that's a tough place to play in Connecticut on a Saturday night. That was a good game.
That was a huge game. You don't have to tell me that, because we've been in there when we were top two in the country and got beat. So going in there at night and winning, that's a big deal. And I give the Badgers a lot of credit for that.
So what do you think it's going to take for either side? Is it just we're talking as simple as just being smart with the football, being able to move the sticks and not turning the ball over? I mean, are we being very cliche, or is there something here that
can be
a breakout?
I think you're absolutely right, and I know it sounds cliche-ish, but when you get two teams that are basically teams that want to run the ball, I mean, that's their go-to play, is we want to establish the run game, and heck, Wisconsin's got a Heisman Trophy candidate in the backfield and a guy that's going to break records. You want to get him the ball. You want to feed him the football, and so I think that's what they want to do, and we want to make sure that we keep him off the field. And how do you do that? You control the ball. And you run the football. I think it's an old school, old time Big Ten slobber knocker, with the battle of this game being up front in the line of scrimmage, both offensively and defensively. And the one thing other than, you know, those turnovers, which I think are key, in games like this, you know what I think is important is the kicking game. You know, that turn the field around with a big punt. Because nobody, I don't think anybody's going to try to go 80 yards. It's going to be tough to do against these two defenses. So if you get a break in the kicking game or you return one and you get a short field to work on and you don't miss any field goals, that kind of thing, I think that's going to be important in a tight game like this.
When you get right down to it, you look at being able to control the football. Higdon has obviously been a guy that's been able to rush for almost 6 yards a carry. Wilson's done the same. You know, you got Zach Gentry, who's been really good. But the fact is they spread the ball around. Gentry, was it Collins, Peoples-Jones? I mean, he's got 5 touchdowns on the season. He's been kind of a go-to guy inside the red zone. It's very balanced right now in Michigan.
It really is, and that's, I think, part of a function of what Jim Harbaugh's offense likes to be. He loves to use his tight end. And so Gentry and Sean McCune both have become a target, if you will. But Nico Collins has stretched the field, and so has Peoples-Jones. They're big physical receivers, so they can run out of tackles. And they've got a speed guy in Ronnie Bell now, a young freshman. 2 of his 3 catches this year have been touchdown catches. So they've got a lot of weapons out there. And, again, Higdon is the key guy. Luckily, they'll also have Chris Evans back, running back. It's missed a couple of games. He and Higdon were 1-1A at the beginning of the year. And last couple of weeks, Chris hasn't been able to play, but I think he's going to be ready to play on Saturday. And the other thing is the emergence of a kid named Ben Mason. He's a 256-pound fullback that has kind of become the go-to, the Mike Alstott, if you will, of Michigan of late. And Harbaugh, he's a guy that he will use that guy. He'll put him in as a running back, as a tailback in the eye, basically run 2 fullbacks out there and let Ben Mason be the running back. So, I mean, there's a lot of different ways that Jim can go.
Mason, by the way, I'm looking over the stats. He's the guy that in short yardage situations, especially down near the goal line, he's plowed in a few times. He's got 5 touchdowns on the season.
Yeah, he's averaging probably 1.3 yards a carry, but he gets 5 touchdowns because when you're in short yardage, they give him the ball and they isolate, you know, put a fullback in front of him and let him go with a body lean. He's 256 pounds. Last week he scored on Trey Watson, who is an outstanding linebacker for Maryland, met him about at the line of scrimmage, and he just blew Watson up and rolled him back into the end zone. He's a big, powerful back, and in short yardage, Wisconsin will see him.
Talking with Jim Brandstetter, voice of the Michigan Wolverines, getting you ready for the Badgers and the Wolverines coming up on Saturday night. Game day is going to be in town as well. It should be electric over at the Big House. So let me ask you this. Beginning of the season, there was a lot of expectation, as there always is, but this was one of those years that a lot of people kept saying, this is going to be that proving year. Has there been any of this pressure? I mean, outside looking in, it seems like everybody's pointing the finger at Michigan and Harbaugh not getting the job done. Is that the way it is over there, or is this all media blown?
It's pretty much media blown. I mean, but let's face it, Jim Harbaugh has had a problem winning those quote-unquote rivalry big games. Wisconsin, Penn State, not so much Wisconsin and Penn State, because the last 2 years he split with Wisconsin. 2 years ago he beat Penn State. Last year they lost there. So it's been Michigan State and Ohio State that Jim has not had the great luck for. And really, the whole thing is about the national attention. And that's the national focus, that Michigan hasn't won the quote-unquote road game against a ranked opponent or home game against an opponent ranked above them. All those little things that get printed in the newspaper, that seems to be the national narrative. And I said before the season, they said, listen, Michigan's not going to get credit for anything they do because they've got a 5-game schedule. It's Notre Dame, Wisconsin, Michigan State, Penn State, and Ohio State. Those are the 5 games, basically, in the season. They're going to determine, you know, what their reputation is going in nationally. And if they win all 5, they're going to be a team that probably goes to the Final Four. If they win 2, they're probably, you know, going to have a shot at the Big Ten Championship. And if they don't win any of them, same old, same old. I mean, Jim's going to get that reputation. And yet they're still going to win 8 games on the year. So, I don't know. It's an expectation thing, and it's just something you got to live with. And no, Jim Harbaugh's going nowhere. I mean, people who think that he's on the hot seat, that's not accurate. Jim Harbaugh's the coach at Michigan as long as he wants to be. And Jim knows as well as anybody he'd like to win those rivalry games against Ohio State and Michigan State and the big guys in the Big Ten like Wisconsin and Penn State too.
Jim, always great to chat with you. It's going to be an electric atmosphere. Enjoy your time there, and we will talk soon, okay?
Appreciate it very much. Take care.
Thanks, pal. Talk to you later. There you go. Jim Brandstetter, voice of the Michigan Wolverines, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years of making it done. Call them 844-PRIDE to go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE to go to schneiderjobs.com.